This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Armenia says more than 50,000 refugees have arrived from Nagorno-Karabakh into Armenia. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports the flood of people is crushing.
Many share their stories while awaiting an uncertain future in the Armenian town of Kornizor.
It took us around 24 hours to reach here.
$11.5 million in humanitarian assistance were pledged Tuesday by the United States Agency for International Development.
This assistance will be used to provide everything from food to psychosocial support.
Diplomatic efforts are underway at the highest levels with the government of Azerbaijan to try to calm the situation. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
North Korea says it will expel a U.S. soldier who crossed into the country 2 months ago through the heavily armed border separating the Koreas. The announcement of Private Travis King's release came relatively quickly and surprised some observers who had expected the North to drag out his detention in the hopes of squeezing concessions from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold talks with South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. TASS quoted the Kremlin as saying the meeting will occur on September 28th when Kiir is scheduled to visit Russia. At least 100 people were killed when a fire broke out at a wedding attended by hundreds of guests in northern Iraq. Officials said on Wednesday that the fire broke out after fireworks were set off inside the hall during the wedding. This is VOA News. Russia has accused Ukraine's Western allies of helping plan and conduct last week's missile strike on the Black Sea Fleet's headquarters in Crimea. With the latest on this, here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, says the strike was coordinated with the help of American and British security agencies, and that NATO's satellites and reconnaissance planes also played a role. The accusation came the day after video appeared to show that the fleet's commander, Admiral Viktor Sokolov, was still alive, despite Ukraine's claims he was dead. Moscow has repeatedly claimed that the US and its NATO allies have effectively become involved in the conflict by supplying weapons to Ukraine and providing it with intelligence information. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Two Russian cosmonauts and an American astronaut landed back on Earth Wednesday after spending a year at the International Space Station. In Europe, six young people from areas in Portugal ravaged by wildfires and heat waves took 32 European governments to court on Wednesday, arguing their failure to act fast enough on climate change is a violation of their human rights.
Today's case is about the young. It is about the price that they are paying for the failure of states to tackle the climate emergency. It is about the harm that they will suffer during their lifetimes unless states step up to their responsibilities.
Some of the attorneys in the case filed in September 2020 against 27 EU member states, as well as Britain, Switzerland, Norway, Russia, and Turkey. It is the largest climate case ever to be heard by the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has arrived at a courthouse to answer federal charges, alleging he used his powerful post to secretly advance Egyptian interests and carry out favors for local businessmen in exchange for bribes of cash and gold bars. Indonesia has banned e-commerce transactions on social media platforms, according to the trade minister, who said on Wednesday, it's a blow to short video app TikTok, which is doubling down on Southeast Asia's biggest economy to boost its e-commerce business. The government said the move, which takes effect immediately, aimed at protecting offline merchants and marketplaces, which are hurting from social media sales. I'm Scott.